Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you work smarter, outthink your competition without outspending them. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia and host of this show, which is really your show, because the whole premise of this show is to help you be smarter in the marketplace. We do that through a variety of ways. One, obviously, are guests that we have from time to time, subject matter that we're going to cover. We always tell you to have your iPad, your notepad, or just a pad and pen to take a lot of notes. Now, in addition to the guests, in addition to the topics that I will cover with you, we have four LinkedIn groups that are worthwhile for you to participate in. Going in, starting discussions, getting involved in discussions, spreading the word. And those four LinkedIn groups are Smart Marketing for Small Business, the same name as the show, Creative Thinkers Forum. The idea is to be creative, and we try to help you think more creatively, and we look for your help to help others. Celebrities for Marketing. People are very interested in using celebrities, and they always think that, well, maybe it's out of my budget. Well, there's some innovative ways that you can use celebrities, and we try to cover that in the LinkedIn group. And then there is my favorite, Fearless Marketers, for those of you who aren't afraid to take a little risk in life, you know, who want to differentiate themselves from their competition, who are willing to be a little more innovative, what have you. So our audience are, in addition to the small business, the entrepreneurs. We attract some Fortune 500 executives. And actually, we even acquire some celebrities, in particular athletes. As part of my background, I had managed for the last 7 years of his life, Smokin' Joe Frazier, the boxer. And that was a fun time. Fun man, great gentleman. But the key to it is here is how we can help you be more effective. In addition to the radio show, if you go up to our website, smartmarketinggroup.com, and click on advisory services, you'll find out about our advisory time block program. We provide an opportunity for you to have the ability to tap into us, and it's me and my team, on ways that we can help you. But rather than being in a retainer relationship, if that's not necessary for you, is you can buy blocks of time, good for a year, and you can withdraw them by phone and email, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, whatever you need. In addition to the fact, we provide executive coaching services, and I love getting out and speaking in front of groups on subjects related to them. I do what I call an interactive dialogue approach, the idea being that you are interested in your concerns, your issues, not just listening to someone like me talk, but we get some interaction going. And I have a few years' experience. I'm not supposed to say how many, but let's put it this way, well in excess of 40 years' experience. In addition to the fact that I have been writing and lecturing on marketing for more than 40 years. All right, but that's one thing. Let's get on with the show tonight. Something that I introduced a couple of weeks ago that we're going to continue to do is what I call smart thoughts for smart thinkers. And the whole idea here is to get people to be able to stimulate their minds, motivate their thinking, and hopefully give them a little education on the way that they think about things. So what we do is we take quotes and we interpret those quotes, and then we give you the opportunity, if you want to email us at marketingsmartly@aol.com, give us your reinterpretation of those quotes. And then what we're going to try and do is on our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, every couple of days put one of the quotes up with an interpretation and ask you to reinterpret it the way you think it should mean. And let me give you an example. You can take a short quote. Here's one by a gentleman named Oliver Goldsmith. You can preach a better sermon with your life than with your lips. and that is interpreted. Have you viewed, how are you viewed is influence how you act towards others, which impacts how they interact with you. Think about that. We're saying how you were viewed is influenced how you act towards others, which impacts how they interact with you. This is just common sense, which, as many of you who've listened to the show have said, heard me say, is too uncommon. But here is a quote by my favorite philosopher, Anonymous. Very popular. He has a lot of quotes in his name, to his name. This is a little bit of a long quote, but I want you to listen to this carefully. Our lives are not determined by what happens to us, but how we react to what happens. Not by what life brings to us, but by the attitude we bring to life. Positive attitude causes a chain reaction of positive thoughts, events, and outcomes. It is a catalyst, a spark that creates extraordinary results. Now, the interpretation of that is very small, very short. Simply stated, attitude defines the altitude that one can rise to and operate within. So you see what I mean by the idea that what we're trying to do is stimulate your thinking. Now, there is something else that we're going to talk about tonight and be helpful. I wrote an e-book called Smart Thinking Volume 1 that you can find up on Smashwords. If you go up to Google or Yahoo and put in the word, the title, Smart Thinking Volume, spell it out, not abbreviated, V-O-L-U-M-E, Smart Thinking Volume 1, Smashwords, S-M-A-S-H-W-O-R-D-S. That will take you to the website where you can look at the program, look at the book, and see if it will be of some value to you. Now, at the same time, if you go to our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, I have put a link on there that you can connect with. That will be very effective to get you to the site. All right, but let's talk about what the value of the book is. It is entitled, as I said, Smart Thinking Volume 1. It's marketing moves and stories to stimulate, motivate, and activate your business. And we're not going to go through the whole book. It is 50-some pages. What I want to do is talk about some of the things that I think might be of interest to you. And, we'll cover a couple of things. As I said, I have a significant career in marketing, and I've been fortunate enough to learn from my experiences as well as I've gained through others, through friendship, alliances, observations, and my willingness and ability to absorb and keep an open mind, and that's very important. Everything I learned has been beneficial to my success. That's including my mistakes. These experiences, along with the knowledge I've accrued from books and seminars and workshops, have led me to devise a foundation to build upon and a roadmap to follow when I desire to blaze new trails in uncharted territory. So I wrote this book based on what I've learned. And when you get a chance, I encourage you to pick it up because it's something good to have when you need to be stimulated, motivated, and activated. It need not be read from cover to cover. Now, it has a section in it called Smart Moves. And these are lessons learned from decades of doing, and there are many more that will appear in future volumes. These lessons consist of those I learned by hands-on activity and others where the knowledge was gained through exposure to others who were much wiser than me. And yes, there are people that are a lot wiser than me. One of the things I've learned over the years is I can always learn something new. But the idea of this show, as well as this book, is to shorten your learning curve by benefiting from the experience and expertise of others. So you can read them all at once or one at a time, but these are things you can apply to your business. Share your smart moves with others so you can benefit from wisdom. You know, so in fact, if you go to our website, our email again, Smart Marketing Group, Marketing Smartly at AOL.com, we'll be happy to have you send us some of your thoughts. All right. You know, the definition of marketing is, if you have 20 marketing consultants in a room, you're going to get 20 definitions, is minimum. But one definition of thinking, and you'd have the same situation there, is the process of applying the mind to thinking about a particular person or subject. And that's basically what we've done with smart thoughts that are in the book. I looked at each quotation and, as I said, interpreted how I felt it might be best viewed from your perspective, that in, within the business environment. But I don't mind if you disagree. That's why I encourage you to write your own view of how this quotation might apply to you and what you are doing or wish to do. So the idea is we want to constantly be stimulating one's thinking. You know, we run around this world being reactive rather than proactive. We tend to be rushed around what is ever happening that day. We don't take enough time to sit back and think, you know, about what's going on. And, you know, you can benefit from the experience and thoughts of others. You know, they'll motivate you when things seem to be going wrong, and they'll strengthen your resolve when those around you are not providing the support you would expect. Now, more important, it will remind you, no matter how tough things get, you are in control of your destiny. You, yes. And that attitude that you have will determine how high you fly. So, you know, think about getting the book. Think about going down to the LinkedIn groups. We've also included a thing in the book called Smart Stories. And this is developed by a suggestion from one of my assistants. And we reached out into the internet for people to tell us their stories where they had done something unique. And we had some amazing responses. So as you look through the book, you will see some smart stories. And as, excuse me, fighting a cold. The idea, again, is to keep your mind stimulated, to have you think somewhat outside the box. Now, we tend to be followers, following what's going on the day-to-day basis, and it's sometimes difficult to sit back and say, okay, is there a better way to do this? Is there a more effective way to do this? And it's something that's very important for us to know. So it is, one of the reasons I use quotations, they're a very powerful thought in a minimum of words. You know, the more succinct, the more insightful the thought seems to be. You know, people interacting with a quote on a subject of interest seem to cause a stimulation of the reader's mental process. And they're also a reinforcement of an uncommon factor in most people's lives, common sense. So we will talk on and see what else we can do to help you learn. Let's talk about two characteristics of a successful leader. Now, every human mind is a great slumbering power until awakened by keen desire and by definite resolution to do. In business, we're always looking for answers or solutions to problems or situations where a fresh perspective would be helpful. Hold on 1 second, folks. I have a cough coming on. Fighting a cold. All right, apologies. Consultants, advisors, gurus are ready to jump in and help you for a fee, sometimes a very large one. But smart leaders know that the first thing these smart individuals do is interact directly with the people who have the clearest view of what you're doing, wrong and right. And these are your employees, your customers, and vendors. You've heard me talk about this before. ECV, employees, customers, and vendors. You know, in some situations, you can gain valuable input from an unlikely source, your competitor. Now, part of the name of the game, and we've talked about this often on the show, is developing the skill of asking questions and then combining that with the skill of listening. So the first phase of finding a solution to a business problem is asking questions. But as I said, it's not difficult, but it requires some work and planning, as most everything does. You need to know what, when, how, and where to ask these questions. The second phase takes as much work and planning as the first phase. And then you see, you face what is the most important step. What do you do with what you've learned? Well, we're going to talk about that and see what you can do to move your company forward, but smartly. You know, there's no magic formula, no tightly kept secret. It's simply, as I said before, common sense, which, as I said, is too uncommon. And no, I'm not a cynic. Well, maybe I am. Many people feel that if there had been more common sense at work in the upper echelons of major industry, the downtimes in the economy would appear far less often. And this being a political year, it's a subject matter that you're going to hear a lot about. But I always believed there are only four choices in business and in life. One, do something. Two, do nothing. Three, be negative. Four, be positive. It's amazing how many people make the wrong choices, complaining about budgets, staffing, or whatever other excuses makes them cover up their own level of inaction. Even in down times, history has shown those who are aggressive in tough times gain market share when the good times return. Plus, tough time environment generates some of the most creative outside-the-box thinking ever. It just makes common sense, let's get down to business. Now, I talk about questions and answers and listening. The Q&A process is most important in challenging times. And I don't know when times haven't been challenging, especially challenging now. And there's a simple one-word description to describe what the Q&A process is all about. Dialogue causes an exchange of ideas. It initiates a channel of communication. It forces an interchange of perspectives, stimulates discussions that open minds. It expands the flow of information. It brings about a positive attitude in the work environment. This process, you know, shows that that to compete actively does not always require money as much as it does that attitude that is open-minded, willing to think differently, and desires to outmaneuver the competition rather than outspend them. Again, we're talking common sense. One's attitude does determine the altitude that you reach and fly at and the level of success you can reach. Asking questions is really easy to carry out. It costs nothing or very little to implement and brings you many benefits, such as strengthening your company, enhancing morale and team spirit, reinforcing customer relationships, and making your business more profitable and a tougher competitor in the marketplace. So what's the first phase that you have to do in this? Well, let's talk about phase one. We're not going to be able to cover all the phases today, but let's talk about this one. And that is to start immediately. Talk to and listen to those who interact with your customer on a daily basis. Let me go back to that. To those who interact with your customer on a daily basis. Who should do the talking, asking the questions, and be listening? You know, this is not a middle management exercise alone. It requires the owner to leave his or her office, or the CEO to leave the rarefied air of the ivory tower. It's time to get out among your people, your customers, your vendors, and even your competition. This way you're showing your leadership skills by communicating face-to-face on a regular basis. You want to create a positive and welcoming atmosphere. Appreciation, not retribution, should be the mantra of your management if it truly wants to maximize the potential of a business improvement exercise. Shoot the messenger style managing guarantees poor performance and minimum growth. So the key to it is be positive, be welcoming, make people feel that they're part of a team. A favorite quote of mine that I think I use on this show almost every week is from Phil Condit, the former chairman CEO of Boeing. He said, "None of us are as smart as all of us." Think about that. You're building a team. A team gets things done. A team isn't someone that you dictate to. A team is someone you have dialogue with and that you work together as a team to achieve mutually beneficial goals. And, you know, and your sales force. And your sales force, let's talk about, what is your sales force? Are they clerks, reps, direct salespeople, distributors? They all create activity that gives your business substance. Do you ask them questions that will translate into a better, more productive relationship? Excuse me. Well, several questions you should be asking are, how do you think we are perceived in the marketplace? What do you feel are our strengths? But at the same time, what do you feel are our weaknesses? What challenges do you see ahead in the next 18 to 24 months? What obstacles are you facing in the field or in the company? What can we do to help you overcome those obstacles? What can we do to help you enhance your performance? Do you think you're being compensated fairly? What can we do to enhance your earnings? What would you rate our sales support? How would you rate it? What would you do to improve the situation? Is our advertising effective? How can it be improved? Well, how would you rate our lead generation or traffic building efforts? How would you improve them? In our internet strategy, is it proving to be beneficial? How would you improve it? What are the top three things customers ask of you that we could improve upon? How would you rate management's business style? These are just some of the questions. There's a myriad of questions that you should be asking. But what you're doing is you're saying to your team, I value your thoughts. I value your input. I value the spirit that you put into this company. I value your values. It is so important, and it is so often overlooked. Sometimes it could be a very simple thing. One of the biggest complaints I hear about in business today is the absolute lack of courtesy in business. And that is a very key factor. Now, do you return phone calls? Do you respond to the emails and letters that are addressed to you? Do your customers, when they walk into your place, feel that they are welcomed? And with all the use of emails, one of the most effective, mind-blowing things that you can do with a customer or someone that you've interacted with is send them a little handwritten note. They'll get up on the email and tell 100 or 200 or 300 or 3,000 people about your courtesy. So just common sense. Remember, those who sell for you are your front line and the barometer of any approaching storm. Good, consistent communications with them will prove very beneficial. You know, whether you are not, a lot of small businesses are basic one, two, three-man businesses, but you may be bigger, you may want to be bigger, most people do. So your employees are not only a valued asset, they are humans, and you should value them in every way. You know, keep in mind, much of what is recommended for your sales force goes just as well for employees. Yet there are some different views and feedback they can supply you. Encourage them to give input that will benefit management planning. Develop simple ways for them to do so and reward them. You know, it is nice to create your own Hall of Fame. But say thank you. Perhaps give some gift coupons out. But ask opinions on what they think are the company's strengths and weaknesses and how they would approach both. You know, the area they can provide the most valuable comeback or feedback to is customer service. You know, actually, this is the single most important facet of your business because without satisfied customers, you won't grow. In fact, you might go out of business. Think about it for a moment. how many pleasant customer service experiences have you had in the last few days or a few weeks or months? You know, you could probably count on one hand and still have some fingers left over. That's why there are so many courses, books, CDs, DVDs on the subject, because in most business situations, it sucks. You need to know how your customer service truly measures up. Let me ask you again a few questions to think about, all right? You're not going to get the answers you desire by attacking your firm service, so use an approach with questions. Experience you recently had as a customer, a consumer. How important was the attitude of the person interacting with you? Rated from, let's say, 1 to 5. Does the tone of the person answering the phone when you call impact your view of the company? Again, rated 1 to 5. What's the most irritating thing our customers do? I just recently wrote an article on what irritates me like no end is voicemail. No. But again, whatever you're doing, how would you change it to alleviate or eliminate a problem that exists? What ideas do you have that you feel would enhance the customer service experience for customers and prospects, and in particular for you as well? So, I mean, these are things that the name of the game, anyone who's on the payroll should be involved in your internal communications program. Excuse me. So there's a lot there that we can talk about, but let me pause for a moment. One, to take a little drink of water because my throat is sorter. That's much better. But let's also talk about things that I want you to go up to and to react to. First, it's very important that you take down our email address, marketingsmartly@aol.com, because we do want to hear from you. We're trying to custom tailor this show to fit your needs and what's important to you. So, you know, it is really, really key. Right. Keep in mind of our LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. They're there to help you. Go up to our website, Smart Marketing Group. Look at our services. Check out our blog, smartmarketingmoves.com. And the whole premise here is we are trying to do things to help you be more effective as a marketer. And do we have all the answers? No. We have more of the questions. But we're seeking the answers. And we seek those answers by reaching out to our audience, to our customers. We practice what we preach. And it is helping us grow our business. And this is, again, common sense. Please don't let it be uncommon in your life. Common sense is important. All right. I'm going to hit you with a couple more quotations, and then we are going to wrap up for this evening. And what I would like you to think about, take this quote. All action results from thought, so it is thoughts that matter. And you can figure that out without me having to interpret. You know, Albert Einstein said, it's not that I'm so smart, it's just that I stay with problems longer. This is key. This is very key. So what we're really talking about here is communication skills. One of the problems that technology has done today, the smartphone has created a lot of dumb people. Develop your conversational skills, your communication skills, your dialogue skills. Interact with everyone that impacts your business, and interact even with people around you who may not be customers. They may be family and friends in other areas, but ask them what turns them on, what turns them off. And I think you'd be amazed at what you would learn. One favor I would ask you is spread the word that every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock, on Blog Talk Radio, this show, Smart Marketing for Small Businesses, here for you. As is our LinkedIn groups, again, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. spread the word, and hopefully we'll hear from you next week. Take care.